Time now for the fishing news. I'm Steve Junker. We are into July now, and that means likely changing how you fish, especially for striped bass. Kevin Blinkoff of On the Water joins us to explain. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
So from late May into June, we see a lot of action for striped bass, but now things are starting to change.
Right. So all through spring and early summer, our talk is about the striper migration. Striped bass always moving from south to north after they finish their spawning in spring. And so our fishing is kind of about trying to figure out where the stripers are as they move through our waters and move north. But by the time we get to July, they really switch over from thinking about migrating, and it's more about staying in place and feeding for the summer. And fishermen kind of talk about that. They call it resident fish. And there's plenty of evidence that striped bass do set up kind of a summer residency. They have what they call site fidelity, and that means if striped bass have figured out there's a place in the ocean where in the summertime they can find good food, they tend to return to that place year after year and stick around as long as there's reason for them to do it.
Okay, so they're kind of like one more summer visitor to our region here. Talk a little bit about how the environment for them is changing too, because water temperatures are really shifting now.
Right, striped bass are very sensitive to water temperatures. They don't really like very warm or hot water like we tend to get once you get into the summertime on Cape Cod. So their behavior changes and where they stay changes. They tend to move to areas that have cooler water. So a lot of times that just means deeper. Anybody who's gone swimming in the ocean knows that as you go a little deeper, the water does get cooler. They also tend to move to areas that have some current and that will mix up the water and bring up that cooler water from down below. We can see this even in, for example, in the Cape Cod Canal in the summertime. When the tide is moving from Cape Cod Bay, which has cooler water, into Buzzards Bay, where it's warmer, you get more fish and more activity. When it's running in the other direction and the water warms up, you see less striped bass activity.
How about for other anglers heading out, fishing along the coastline here, looking for striped bass? How does it change where and how you go looking for those fish?
Well, one of the best things you can do in the summertime is try to fish early in the morning and late in the evening. I don't know that it is so much tied to the water temperature changing at night as it is that striped bass really kind of condense when they feed. So they're more likely to feed during the night in the dark, not under the bright sun, because that's when they have the best advantage. You'll find striped bass more active around that time. During the day, they tend to go back down deeper into that cooler water where they're more comfortable.
Let's round up the fishing action around the region. What are you hearing? What should we be looking for heading out this weekend?
Well, we had a long stretch with lots of wind, and finally that's died down a bit. Folks are getting out and doing some more fishing, and some of the bright spots in the report so far, fantastic fishing out east off the elbow of Cape Cod, Monomoy, the Chatham area, and east of Nantucket. Not the biggest striped bass, but lots of fish from 20 inches up to maybe 34 inches. Also some good reports from Race Point, one of those areas that has some deep water. Jigging in that deep water where the stripers are holding is a good idea, and that's been producing some fish. Sea bass have also moved a little deeper. 50 to 80 feet of water in Vineyard Sound and Lower Buzzards Bay, lots of sea bass action on wrecks and on structure. And then finally, tuna fishing. It's been tough to get a pattern on tuna because there haven't been that many fishermen out able to chase them several days in a row. There have been some tuna on Stellwagen east of Chatham and south of Martha's Vineyard. I think if we get a few days of good weather in a row, the fishermen will get a bead on them and we'll know where they are.
For more on fishing the Cape and the islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Kevin Blinkoff, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.
For CAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.